Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While the use of complex language is unique to humans, not all communication requires words. Elizabeth Blagrove, lecturer in psychology at the University of Warwick, reveals how some shapes have come to convey meaning and emotion in the human psyche.
Faces are important to us, largely because of the information they give us about other people, their intentions, their emotions, their thoughts. Perhaps it's not surprising, then, that faces grab our attention when they're in our visual environment, and that different facial expressions can hold different levels of importance for us. For example, faces showing negative expressions such as anger or sadness are often noticed more easily than positive ones. This might be because negative faces can signal a threat to us. Past research has explored what causes some expressions to be particularly attention-grabbing. One suggestion is that they can be identified on the basis of the shapes formed when people adopt them. For example, angry faces often contain a V-shape formed by the eyebrows. It's also possible that simple shapes convey emotional content by resembling these features. Specifically, downwards-pointing triangles might be perceived more negatively because they mimic the V-shaped eyebrows in a threatening face. We asked people to indicate whether a centrally placed face was positive or negative. Either side of this were triangles which pointed upwards, downwards, or left and right. This was designed to disrupt attention to the central face. We found that downwards-pointing triangles interfered with responding to happy faces, but enhanced responses to sad faces. This suggests that downwards-pointing triangles convey negative emotion, making it easier to respond to the central negative face, but harder to the positive. Overall, this shows that even simple shapes are capable of communicating negative or positive emotions. Looking forwards, we could explore whether other shapes convey emotion and how these effects might be used outside the lab, perhaps in advertising or display design.
That was Elizabeth Blagrove of the University of Warwick. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I've seen them so many times, I feel like